As you sit here, you're surrounded by all kinds of potentials. You've got the breath, which has the potential for pleasure or pain. All kinds of potential thoughts, sounds you could focus on. Things that you can engage. Both in body and mind. In the body, you've got the elements. The body has potentials for feelings of solidity, feelings of coolness, warmth, motion, stillness, heaviness, lightness, all kinds of potentials. And the question is, what are you going to make of them? Which ones you're going to choose to focus on, and why. These are choices that the mind is making all the time. And the lesson of the Buddha's teachings is that you can learn how to be skillful in your choices. For instance, here with the breath. You can really make something out of the breath. Strong states of concentration, sense of bliss, ease, equanimity, stillness. There's that potential. And while you're sitting here, try to make the most of it, because you find that the mind has a tendency to jump after other things. Things that it's used to getting engaged in. All too often people come up here, and as they close their eyes and things get still, well, thoughts of work and thoughts of family, thoughts of politics, all kinds of things can come up into your mind. And the part of the mind says, here, there's a whole hour. You're free to think of these things. And you may get some good out of getting engaged with them. But not nearly as much good as learning how to focus on the breath for the time being. Because the mind needs a center. It needs to put itself in a position from which it can see that these things really are potentials. So many times a particular thought consumes the mind. You don't see any way out of it. Or a particular sensation consumes the body, and you don't see any way out of it. Because the mind hasn't developed the potential of a good, solid foundation from which it can look at things clearly. So develop that potential first. And as for other things that you usually like to get engaged with, just let them be for the time being. Learn how not to get engaged with them. This is a very important skill, how to pull yourself out. I think I've told the story that before, the time when I was teaching in Chiang Mai as a layperson. I learned Thai boxing. And the first lesson they teach you in Thai boxing is not how to hit your opponent with your elbow or your knee or make those great roundhouse kicks. It's how to back off, how to extricate yourself. Once you know how to pull out, then you can choose when to go in. And if you see things are getting bad, you can pull out again. And it's the same with all the physical and mental potentials that surround you. You want to learn how to pull out, no matter how entangling a particular potential is, once you've gotten into it. You've got to learn how to disentangle yourself. And so whatever comes up in the course of the meditation, if it's not dealing with the breath, if it's not dealing with feelings of ease and pleasure in the body, just let it go. And sometimes it will hang around for a while, not just seem to hang around, it will hang around for a while. But that's simply the after effect of having been entangled so long. And just because it's hanging around doesn't mean you have to get back entangled with it. Just let it go for the time being, and eventually it'll wear out on its own, as long as you're not feeding it, as long as you're not knitting something new out of it. Eventually it'll go away. It may take a long time, it may take a short time, but you just don't have to get involved. The whole purpose of this is so that you can start seeing how much you really do knit together your experience of the present moment, or of the past, or of the future. It's your knitting. We tend to think of the present moment, the things we see and experience both outside and inside the body, simply as a given that we have to react to. But as the mind gets more and more still, you begin to realize that the given is a potential. There's a potential for a sensation of form. There's a potential for a sensation of feeling, pleasure, or pain, and for perception, and for thought constructs, and even for consciousness. And that potential just sits there, kind of buzzing, but not really doing anything until you get involved. And we're so used to getting involved that we tend to forget that we have these choices. And we don't notice how much we create what we think is given. To see that, you have to get the mind really still, and you have to become very alert. Alert to what you're doing, alert to the consequences of what you're doing. And to see this, you have to let go in stages. First you let go of getting involved in the really blatant and coarse things, and then you begin to sense the more subtle levels of action and intention and choice that you're engaged in, and the type of reality that that creates. When you see it, the intention in action, and you see the stress that it's causing, then you can drop it. And you settle down to a new level. And then you watch there for a while until you begin to detect the motions of the mind, getting engaged in more subtle potentials. And so you keep this up, peeling things away like this. This is how you let go. When we use the word let go, it often sounds like there are these things that we hold on to, the way you would hold on to something solid in your hand. But as you get more and more sensitive to your own actions, your own intentions and choices, you begin to realize that even solidity is something you've created out of a potential. You haven't created out of whole cloth, but you create your experience of it. It's a fabrication. And the question is it worth it? Why would you fabricate unless it was going to give you some pleasure, some sense of satisfaction? So you want to look at your experiences and see where you're making your choices and how much effort you're putting into them and what you're getting at as a result. And then let go. Letting go here means that you just disengage when you see that the results aren't worth the effort. As for the things that are worth the effort, you keep them up. Keep doing them. Until they've done for you what they can. This is the path. You maximize the potentials for ease, mindfulness, bliss, alertness, discernment. And you keep at them as long as they have something to offer. And when they don't, then you can totally let everything go. And the letting go here means basically you've seen that they've done what they can, there's nothing more they can do for you, and you just stop doing them. This is why letting go and cessation happen together. If it were just a thing that you were holding on to, you put it down, it doesn't cease. It would be still there. Because it's something you do, As the Buddha said, all the aggregates are things that you do. You fabricate them. And so when you stop fabricating, that's cessation. So this is an important issue in your meditation, is seeing the potentials, seeing them as potentials. Sometimes you have a little thought quivering at the edges of your awareness. And part of you already knows what the thought is about. And the other part says, well, let's go into it. That's what the Buddha says. It talks when he mentions things being enticing. The potential is there, and you've explored it before, and you think, well, this must be something worth going into. Either because it looks appealing or it looks important, you feel obligated to go there. Or because the potential is a really painful one, you've got to look into it to see if there's some danger. And so as you meditate, you learn to question those imperatives, that you've got to look into this, you've got to look into this, or that, or you feel attracted to this or attracted to that. Learn how to stop yourself before you really get involved in the potential. And learn to recognize which potentials really are worth developing, and which ones you just don't touch. When you look at your experience of the body and the mind in this way, many, many more potentials start showing up. And you realize you have a wide range for engaging the things that are skillful. So try to engage with a path. Make that your default mode. When there are unpleasant feelings in the body, just let them be. You don't have to get engaged with them. Notice that there are other levels of sensation in the body, more subtle levels of breath, say, that are right there in the same spot as the grosser sensations that are weighing on you. Learn how to tune into those potentials. In the area of the mind, it's the same sort of thing. There are potentials for all kinds of thoughts that could drive you to distraction. But mixed in there, there are other potentials for thoughts, potentials for other mind states. Learn how to be precise in how you focus and how you get engaged. And you see that you can take these aggregates that you've been carrying around and you can turn them into a path. Or to put it another way, you can take the potential for aggregates to become burdensome. And just don't go there. You focus on the potential for them becoming a way to awakening. It's all up to how you choose to focus on things, how you choose to get engaged, and how you choose not to get engaged. So try to see your present experience less as a given and more as a wide range of potentials. And then make the most of your freedom of choice.